Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code BROS. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplements that you can only get high on. We're done with that, all right? Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for, whether that's the Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, or the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to that perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the promo code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Shut up.
Oh, hi. What is up? Welcome to Drinking Bros. We got a special four-person panel today, shooting the shit while Ross is out. I am Rob Fox. I'm joined by Delco Dan Register.
What's up?
Whatever's left of Giorgio.
I would like to clarify something.
What do you mean what do you mean whatever's left?
Just mentally.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I need to clarify before the show starts. Me wearing this hat is not cultural appropriation. I am Mexican. And we can carry on with the show now.
Dude, Mexican people don't wear hats like that.
It's a straw hat.
If that's anything, a white person hat.
It's a white person hat, or it's or like an a Filipino
like
hat.
Indonesian yeah. fucking field worker or some shit.
With the Why, Grill Your Ass Off logo.
Condong.
Yeah. Shout out to Grill Your Ass Off.
Yeah, I actually used their pork rub, the infidel pork rub, on the pulled pork that you've been enjoying.
It's fucking good.
It's great.
I love the Traeger smoker. It makes you seem like you know what you're doing. Like, I actually am a good cook. And I keep saying, when I cook dinner for us with Brittany and shit, she's like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, I didn't do anything. She goes, well, you paid attention to it. I'm like, that's like the least you could do in life. That's like witnessing a crime and be like, hey, good job, buddy. Like, I guess.
Yeah, I saw
I didn't actually do anything.
You're supposed to set it and forget it, Dan.
No, that's Ron Popeil. I don't want to get sued. He's still alive out there. I think his daughter.
He died.
But his daughter still runs that company. They're still selling weird shit to old people. Right.
I'm still selling weird shit to old people.
Your own body. Your own body.
So about 7 Marines.
Well,
look, they deserve love too.
That too. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news today that we wanted to talk about because if you want to hear analysis on what's happening in today's culture, you want to hear it from a white man, a degenerate gambler, a stoner, and whatever the fuck I am, right?
Yeah. A hero.
American hero.
So in Bloomberg, just a few minutes ago, I posted an article. Mexico has now stationed 450 members of their military in Tulum after 2 foreign tourists were killed in a drug-related shootout that rocked the Caribbean beach resort popular with celebrities. I don't know why they added popular with celebrities. Tulum is popular with everybody because it's awesome.
Because you're thinking like, oh, maybe somebody from TV got shot by a Mexican drug cartel.
No, probably not.
It doesn't say one of the women was from Germany and the other one was originally from India, but had moved to California to become a blogger.
Of course she has. Who gets to decide what countries and or cities become the new hot vacation spot? Like first it was Tijuana a long time ago, just because it was right across the border. And you can get drugs. Then all of a sudden Bali popped up and
the market decides, bro.
Like, there's some famous influencers. Like, I'm going to party here.
It seems like they're just working their way down from Cancun, because here's the map. It goes Cancun, and then Playa del Carmen is right beneath Cancun, and then Tulum is just right beneath Playa del Carmen. So it's literally just like suburban sprawl, but for hot vacation destinations on the Yucatan Peninsula.
I guess
Tulum also has that gym on the beach,
where
they carve all the weights out of wood.
Yeah, it's like an Aztec version of Venice. Right?
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know. I don't know who decides all that shit. Belize is really popular, too, with whites.
I've been to Belize.
Because they speak English. Yeah, I think it's a confluence of having enough people that speak English and not enough crime to deter people away.
Right. And the American dollar.
Also accepts the American dollar.
Think how much tourism they get. They still call themselves British Guatemala? Costa Rica? That was the OG name.
Whatever it was, yeah. Yeah.
I believe you can own property in Belize, too, as not a citizen. So American citizens can buy property in Belize.
Costa Rica, you can as well, but the problem is vehicles. Like, you can't... It's like 100% import tax in Costa Rica for new vehicles.
They also don't have addresses, by the way. Have you been?
Yeah.
I don't know how they find anything.
Well, there's no Google Maps down there.
Yeah, but how do you, like, mail something to somebody in Costa Rica?
I think they have... You can mail stuff to a mail place, and they just have a name associated with it. There are addresses, but only... mailing address, the postal address only exists for the fucking mail centers.
Okay.
And then you have an account there and you go pick up your mail, which is, by the way, probably rife with corruption. If you've ever been to Italy and tried to mail shit back, there's like a 0% chance any of your shit's getting back because those fucking Italian bastards will open up all your packages and be like, I like this, this, and this, and the rest can go forward. It happens all the time. You got to use like fucking, what's it, DHL. Don't use the fucking Italian Postal Service. Because they'll get you.
They'll get you.
A bibbidi bobbidi. Gabagool. Oui. Et cetera.
Yeah.
Nope. That's. Nope.
Oui? No?
That's French. Yeah, we hate those. I like their soup, though.
Whatever. They made Chris Pratt's playing Mario.
Like
nothing.
French onion soup?
Yeah, I love that.
Wait, yeah, Chris Pratt said he was going to play Mario, but not Italian. Like, he's not Italian.
So, what? He's an Irish plumber?
Fucking guess,
he's just a plumber.
Or
just
English
a
plumber?
Yeah, just a fucking guy.
Is that plums. Stolen valor somehow?
It is.
Yeah, I feel like there's a trade school you have to go to and like a truck stop you have to frequent.
Do you think to get ready for his role as Luigi, did, what's his name? God, I can see a
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo. Do you think he became a plumber for a while? Is he a method guy? John Leguizamo, you think?
I kind of hope so.
He was kind of just walking around in the sewers.
Yeah.
Just...
I didn't
jumping see, on turtles.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles down there, too, so you got to be careful.
Yeah,
you don't want to jump on the wrong turtle and have a fucking old Japanese
red
rat
shells.
Show up and fuck you up.
Is that how we breed both cinematic universes together? It's Ninja Turtles versus the Mario Brothers.
I don't
Someone
see why not.
Death.
I don't see why not.
How, by the way, how the I thought Mexican resorts were like untouchable for the most part.
They're supposed to be off limits. It's like the old mafia rule where you don't fuck with families and stuff like that.
Well, the cartel runs the fucking resorts. So it's just bad business.
They own it. A lot
right.
Of
they
it,
staff
yeah.
it too yeah. with the slave labor. That
and
they,
that's how they wash their money.
Yeah.
That's so great for Tulum, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, look, Tulum is also a fun word to say.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's, I think it's one of those things, you know, when something is just a little bit off, a little bit odd, and it gives white women the opportunity to correct people's pronunciations on things, I think that also is something that makes it pop. It's actually called Tulum.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said? Some old dude paid for your trip, bitch. All right. Let's not pretend like you fucking earned any of this.
Every single time.
Content. Do you think they have like rewards points? Like he just like books out like a block of rooms as an old man?
That's a good idea.
For like sugar babies?
Like if you know you're going to have a stable of sugar babies, do you plan ahead for that?
Why wouldn't you? Should, yeah. You should at least use your fucking, your Chase card.
Your credit card miles.
That has the, whatever that resort is.
Especially if you're going from Tulum to Dubai. Like that's, you know, that's quite an expensive trip.
Well, I feel like if you're at Dubai level, you just own the establishment. Like,
you probably own the planes, yes.
Right, and you own the hotels that you're staying in. So you have
well, if you're at
yourself.
Dubai level, you may own the women.
That's true, too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What's the point of doing anything when you own it all?
I think that's
now
kind
we're getting
of,
into Jeffrey Epstein territory. Yeah.
Okay.
If we want to go down
next.
That wormhole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke some more of this joint and then let you guys talk.
That's what happens. We talked about that the other day. It's just like... we were saying it was like Tracy Jordan on 30 Rock when Jack tells him not to dogfight.
Yeah, he's just got to. Yeah.
He's just got to do it. When you've got nothing left that you can't do, you've got to find the one thing that's off limits to do.
Speaking of being off limits, you're not supposed to criticize the Chinese government. And Jack Ma did it about a year ago. And since then, his company has lost $373 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Is he alive? Has anybody seen this dude? I thought he was back.
Didn't he apologize? Not that long ago, in like a weird kind of like,
I don't know,
feels like someone else wrote this.
I don't know. He's one of those people whose facial features are too small for his body or for his head. You know what I mean? Like Charlie Kirk, for example.
Is he the owner of Alibaba?
Alibaba, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Alibaba, by the way, is the, people like to say it's the fucking Chinese version of Amazon, but that company's been around for a while. It's also way bigger than Amazon is.
I used to get all my fake Yeezys from them in college and sell them to my roommates and their frat brothers.
Yeah, this dude I know, Yeezy Buster, made an entire fucking career off of pointing out fake Yeezys. You were probably one of the main culprits.
I assume so.
You probably made him a lot of money. I think Amazon has like 180 million active subscribers or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And Alibaba's got like 890 million. So a slight difference.
That's about right. This fun headline. Jack Ma is tamed.
Tamed as in he's been murdered and replaced with a lookalike, right?
I feel bad for the Chinese guy they picked up off the street and just moved all his shit closer together on his face.
Are you trying to say all billionaires look alike?
Yeah, okay. I'll say that.
Well, they all pay to look like one thing.
The fuck are they gonna do?
Yeah.
I don't know who are other billion. I guess they all do kind of start to look the same.
Elon Musk has hair now for some reason.
Yeah, he's going in reverse. Like, right. What's his nuts from
Benjamin Button?
Who's the Amazon guy?
Bezos.
Bezos, like he's losing his hair.
Well, Bezos on TRT for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Bezos is just leaning into the jacked bald guy persona. And then now rocking a cowboy hat, apparently.
I think it looks like...
It was a space cowboy.
Right.
There's that old saying that shorter people, when they get really jacked, it just makes them look even shorter. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same for bald people. Like, I notice your baldness more when you try to overcome it. Just be bald and enjoy your life.
You got to grow a giant beard, and you definitely need to get jacked if you're bald.
Right. There's nothing worse than a skinny bald guy.
Yeah.
Like Moby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You either do that or you go full like Costanza or Larry David, like, where you just don't give a fuck.
Well, you got to have the ring at that point, right?
Bozo ring, yeah.
Like, is the Bozo ring really like a fashionable statement?
No, it's called male pattern baldness, asshole.
Right, but like at that point, instead of shaving it off, when you leave the Bozo ring,
I think a Bozo ring is almost like, think about it this way. So you know what a wealth belly is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in ancient cultures, if you had a belly, that meant you were wealthy. It was a sign of wealth because you could actually afford to eat and overeat in most cases and also not work in the field all day. So a wealth belly, I think a Bozo ring, not necessarily being bald makes you seem rich, but having the confidence to not give a fuck about it probably does.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're in one of two groups at that point. You're in a group that never gave a fuck in the first place, or somebody who overcame their self-esteem issues with money.
A good person, I feel like a good example of that is, even though he does go full shave sometimes, he'll also just rock it and not give a fuck, is Jason Statham.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jack Mandeville.
Well, he's also jacked.
Jason Statham
is short. Isn't he like 5'8 or some shit?
Yeah, and like early Jason Statham still had that confidence without being jacked, like Snatch Jason Statham before movie.
He was still jacked.
Before he was an action hero.
He wasn't an action hero yet. No. He was kind of a pussy in Snatch. Like, he was like, oh, no, they're going to beat me up. Oh, God, they're going to murder me.
Whatever. Well, I mean, that was the mob, and they fed people to pigs. Yeah. So I would be scared of that, too.
There are also gypsies, too.
You just need better pigs.
Yeah, Furious 7 Jason Statham is not afraid of being fed to pigs.
I really hate that he's in that cinematic universe.
Hobbs and Shaw was great.
I haven't seen any of the last like four.
Neither have I. I refuse to watch them. Because the first one was so like crucial to my childhood development. I did my first computer.
Explains a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah, I understand.
What about Biker Boys with a Z? Was that part of it too? Shut up, Sean. You're supposed to be taking notes, asshole.
I would hear them scream NOS like in my dreams.
Yeah.
As a child. And then I would try to live my life a quarter mile at a time, even though I didn't have a driver's license.
You could really, that movie came out my freshman year of high school, and like right when everyone was getting like driver's license, like almost like, and you could really weed out like who the monster's tools were by who's caught, like they just flocked to that culture.
Mm-hmm.
You could immediately tell, like ravenous. You didn't have to talk to them. It was nice because they'd be hidden otherwise.
The people who actually got LED strips for their cars.
Yeah.
In college, I bought my first car, and its lights, or speakers on the inside, lit up with the beat blue.
Was it a Honda Civic?
No.
What was it?
You ashamed to admit it, or you forget?
What? Feels like B.
I think he forgot.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything that happened 15 minutes ago?
Was it like a Barbie Corvette? What the fuck was it, asshole?
Shameful.
I think it was a Celica, Toyota Celica.
Why? There's nothing wrong with that. It's a car and you're a child. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I literally forgot until this moment.
Oh, boy.
Fair enough. As long as you didn't crudely drill a spoiler into the trunk.
Here's how. This is when I knew that American culture was on the decline. When Dodge started making the Dart again. So that was a car that never needed to exist in the first place.
That's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a piece of. So when you start doing remakes, it's one thing. We're going to talk about Dune today. But when you start doing remakes, it's like, all right, you're pretty much out of stuff. When you start doing remakes of shitty stuff,
right?
Like, what the fuck is that?
It's
about
a new car for $14,000.
So what?
I'm going to rephrase that again. It is a new car.
Call it
car.
Something else. Why call it the Dart again? It's a stupid fucking name for a car in the first place. And the original was a piece of shit.
People need to know that they're accepting that when they buy it.
It's like there's a new Doogie Howser show on like Disney Plus or
something. Yeah, nobody's making the new Yugo.
Right.
With a three-cylinder fucking engine.
These aren't proud people buying this car. These are people who have no money and are like, I want a new car and I know it's going to be bad and it's going to make me feel bad.
It's not a matter of pride. It's the Gelman amnesia effect. They forget, because it's new, they forget that the original was a piece of shit.
Exactly.
No, that's stupid.
It's vintage now.
No, it's not the vintage. Dart. It's still a piece of shit.
It is. It's terrible.
And so are you.
Yes.
Kias are pretty nice now, though. That's weird.
Weirdly, yeah.
Like it's. I mean, it's not that weird because it's South Korean and they make great shit. But the original Kias were fucking garbage.
Dude, when I
it was basically like a wheelbarrow with a go-kart engine.
Well, you think a hamster's just gonna drive a piece of shit car?
Well, no. First of all,
that was a Scion.
Is that
a Kia?
Not the Soul.
Yeah,
or maybe it is a Scion. But the Genesis line from Kia, right? Isn't that what they make? That's their luxury line.
I think
that
so.
That kind of looks like a Bentley.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, their new shit's good. I test drove a Kia before I moved here in like 2012, and I didn't get that car. And it literally felt like driving a car.
But I don't think that's not like a fucking weird thing. That's a somebody that you should expect to make a good product, South Korea. And they make a lot of electronics and stuff like that. Samsung, I think, because they sold the E from G.
Yeah,
from
G.
They're
Samsung now.
Yeah, Britney's got a fucking K5. It's pretty dope, to be honest. And the Tellurides are nice, too. I mean, it's weird to me that it took them that long to figure it out, but it's not weird to me now that they have figured it out. It is weird to me that Dodge, who has made piece of shit after piece of shit over the years, right?
Right.
Except for maybe there's a certain time period for Rams when they were really good. Their engines are fine, but the cars themselves are dog shit.
I really like the early Durangos, too.
There is a giant section of the population that is going to argue about the Challenger.
The Challenger is cool, for sure. I know that's, but the Challenger is based on the engine. Like, the new Challenger is way better than the old one for a number of reasons.
More, that's a big military vehicle, isn't it?
Well, look, anything that came out during certain periods when people were deployed a lot, because you get that deployment money, yeah, it's tax-free, and then you come back in the Challenger. The Challenger's a new hot thing.
I say bring back the Dodge Viper.
That was such a good car in the early 2000s.
That's the car I wanted as a child.
Yeah.
Above all else, I wanted a Dodge Viper. I don't even know why. I guess a 10-cylinder engine is pretty dope.
It's because you were either a Viper guy or a Corvette guy as a kid. Like, you, like, that was like, you, your parents remembered American Muscle and they preached you American engineering. Like, it wasn't, this 2008 hadn't happened yet. So they were just like, America still makes good stuff.
I like how everybody went all wild buying the rice burners after the Fast and Furious stuff started. And one of the movies was about how the rice burners can't beat American Muscle cars.
Literally the second movie.
Like, it's that's what it's about.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are we doing here, man? But go buy an old car. Fuck gas. Dude, I'll inhale the fumes right out of that thing. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. And fuck this earth. I don't care about this place. I'm anti-environment. I'm like one of the villains from Captain Planet. I don't give a fuck about the environment.
You're like actively deforesting. And
no, it's not. I'm not going to go out of my way to do it, but I'm sure as shit. Like, that is like a poor person worrying about the welfare of a rich person. The earth will be fucking fine, bro. I'm telling you, a Mars-sized object slammed into it, created an accretion disk, which eventually became the moon. We've had like three extinction-level events. The earth is still here and fine, and we live on it. We might be fucked, but right. I don't care about you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Nor I don't care.
No, I won't.
Environmentalists are liars and selfish.
They're pussies. They're just trying to make money on their fucking moralistic cause. That's
all it is. They don't care about the planet. Care about
the bottom
themselves.
Line. Yes.
Yeah. They care about themselves. And what about our grandkids, grandkids? Dude, I don't give a fuck about those kids. They're like 80 years in the fucking future. I'm not going to be alive.
You think,
man,
I'm having a child?
No, you shouldn't.
No.
No, you fight children. You should definitely
right.
not have one.
Right. Although I would have a baby to fight Rob's baby.
That would be
That's
pretty
it.
Fun.
That, yeah. Do you need to get Kylie pregnant like today?
Whoa, take it easy.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes
today.
You find a D1 college athlete and get her pregnant just on the side, right? And you can maintain your relationship. Just tell her it's not about
it's
the
purely
sex.
For fights.
It's about for fights.
Yeah. Some sort of 6'2 Norwegian woman.
Well, you don't want him to be too tall and lanky, right? I mean, you want a good fighter, so you want a good balance between height and fucking...
Well, it's all about Dan teaches him to work the jab early. Because if you can maintain distance...
It's like if you've got a kid that's growing too fast, put them at point guard if they're a basketball player, right? Let them learn how to fucking handle the ball when they're fucking 6'2", 6'3", and then when they're 6'8", 6'9", they'll be able to do it again.
Exactly. Right? Then they're a dual threat.
Yeah.
Like Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Anthony Davis is not a great ball.
He does not have good handles.
One of the top LeBron- 75 players of all time.
LeBron James, on the other hand... learned, and his kid's learning now. If his kid, I don't think his kid's all that great, but if he grows like LeBron did, he's going to be great.
Bronny?
Because of his size, yeah. Like, he's already 6'1", right? And he's a sophomore in high school. If he gets up to 6'7", 6'8", with his handles and his shot, he's going to
be... Could be like a LaMelo Ball situation where he went from like 6'2", to 6'8".
Yeah, and he's the best athlete out of that entire family. He's like, I think he's got like a 28 PER right now, averaging like 27 points a game so far. It's early in the season, but he's a very good basketball player.
So Bronny James is a 4-star on 247.
He's not even a 5-star, huh?
No, he's still young, though, but he's got offers. This is his offer list right now. Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina.
Well, Duke's not on the table anymore if Coach K leaves, right?
Yeah, he probably not.
Well, it depends on who replaces him, right? I mean, is there a Roy whatever the fuck to come in after him? Like,
we had a super young,
like, Roy replaced Dean Smith, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, right away, there wasn't a gap between
them? No, I think there might, no. Yeah. Well, no. There was a few coach here, I think. One or two.
Roy Williams came from Kansas.
Yeah, but he replaced Dean Smith, but I don't know if it was the exact year after.
Yeah,
does Duke, is Christian,
there had to have been a buffer.
If Christian Leitner comes back to coach Duke, right? I mean, that's a game changer too, because
he's
one of the top.
It's just Shire.
It is.
Yeah, John Shire. Nah.
They've already announced that, but John Shire is probably a holdover. He's probably like a 2-year guy until they can get a real coach in there.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to have your star guy come in and come right on the heels of
You don't want to replace a legend with somebody that you're actually going to go forward with.
Yeah, there were 6 years in between Dean Smith and
Roy Williams. Roy Williams.
And there was that whole storyline that Roy had never won a national title, and he was going to come back and win one with North Carolina and blah, 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 and he did, and it was a good fucking...
Several.
Yeah, it was a good story. It'd be fun if Christian Leitner came back and coached that team, although I'm not sure what he's doing these days or if he's in any way interested in coaching.
I don't think
honest.
He cares to do anything. I think he took his, like, couple of million dollars he made in the NBA, and he's doing whatever the fuck he feels like.
Well, he probably made more than that in the college, to be honest. Let's be real. I mean, back those, it was in the mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Shit. What else is going on? What's the title of this episode? Dave Chappelle's a crisis actor.
Yeah. Chappelle got, it was actually during like a stand-up set.
I watched it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got on and was telling the trans, kind of like responding to all the anti Chappelle stuff from the trans community and from Netflix, or well, not Netflix, from Netflix employees. And he was like, I won't be summoned. You know, like, it looks, seems like I'm the, he's like, you said I made Netflix unsafe to work at, but it seems like I'm the only person not welcome at Netflix now, and, or to go into the office now, not that he ever fucking went to the Netflix office. And then, he said Hannah Gatsby wasn't funny.
You're butchering this.
He's correct royally. About that, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's not.
Yeah, actually, let's give this to Giorgio to explain in his state of mind.
Yeah, so he opens the special. It's a 5-minute clip that you can find on his Instagram if you want to go watch this at home to familiarize yourself with what's going on, or, you know, just get on Twitter. He initially addresses it by saying there's no issues with him in the LGBT community.
Yes, he said don't blame the LGBT community for...
This is about big business trying to censor him and his ability to what he can speak on, which is like a very interesting like take on all this.
It's also, that happens to not be true. It is the, in a lot of ways, corporate America bending to woke bullshit, and they do try to capitalize on that financially sometimes, but that's not what's happening here. This is just a fucking... He is uncancelable.
Right.
Period. Because, and because of his martyr nature.
And he knows it as well as anybody else. It's because of, he's doing the same thing that he's accusing corporate America of doing, which is profiting off of this scenario. That's all he's doing. And look, it is what it is. I'm not calling him a dick for it. I'm just calling him a crisis actor.
Right. And if you take it at face value, he's been filming this documentary ever since his comeback from Netflix. I think 6 years ago was it we started releasing these specials. There's been a crew following him around. They follow the documentary during COVID in Ohio. And apparently he was going to be all over the film circuit and awards and was pulled from all of them. And he has a distribution problem with the film. And because of that, he's doing this little mini tour where he's renting out a stadium in a different city, showing the film there, and then doing some sort of live performance, which was the end of this 5-minute segment here that he put it on Instagram, was to promote this tour so we can showcase it to people. I understand where Dan's coming from completely. Like, if anyone in this world is uncancelable and has an outlet and can broadcast what they want and have the public hear it, it is Dave Chappelle.
He's getting $20 million for each hour special he does. And based on the inventory he's putting out, it seems like he's spending about 6 months working on each one of them.
Yeah.
Right. So he's making $40 million a year to apply his craft right now with no obstruction. So I don't want to hear this shit.
And also, I'll be honest, like, I haven't watched the most recent one yet, but I've watched all the other ones, and like, they were good, but it is not with the same level of like punchiness that
Killing Them Softly was.
Yeah, it's very preachy. And look, he's still a very smart guy, and he's making great points, and I'm fine with all that, by the way. But some of the stuff he's talking about with distribution and blah, 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 that industry was dying already. That industry was dying and has been dying for a long time. And it is like sand slipping through people's fingers or a greased up rope, and they're trying to grab it harder, and it's just making them slip faster. All this, he should be publishing all of this independently at this point with his fucking reach and all that stuff. He's driving a Dodge Dart and complaining about the goddamn gas mine. It's what's happening right now. And he's trying to use it to frame himself, the most rich and powerful comedian on earth, except for Larry David, as some kind of fucking, oh, I'm so oppressed. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. There are people who are in this industry getting hammered down all the time and punched down on a phrase that you don't like. That happens all the time to comedians, and you're not one of them. Right. Sorry.
Well, agreed, but listen. If he uses his ability and his fame and notoriety to, if he stands up for it, does it help those comedians not get punched down?
I don't know. When's the last time Dave Chappelle broke a new comedian? Because Joe Rogan has broken about 50 of them that we all know.
I agree, and those two were together on plenty of tours.
And tell me one comedian that Dave Chappelle's broken, one young up-and-coming comedian that he's broken, other than one dead trans woman.
Whose name we can't remember.
Right. Tell me again how he's fucking helping the new people.
Yeah, like, the other thing that's weird about that too is when we went to the Chappelle special in Austin back in whenever the fuck,
November.
When he, especially after he got really drunk and was back on stage, he kept just like blowing Joe Rogan about like, this man created his own platform. He wouldn't let people cancel him and all this shit. And it's like, I mean, he's rich. Rogan did it with like no money. Or not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like Chappelle could create.
Rogan continues to do it with no money, by the way. Like his overhead is very low.
Yeah.
Extremely low.
But I mean, like Chappelle could start his own television network.
Chappelle could never leave his home in Ohio and make, he could still make $20 million a
year. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
And then he did. He put on those little mini specials and concerts like in before he came back with the stand up too. Like Mos Def would be out there. Talib Kweli would be out there. And he put on these crazy events. And I think back to early Chappelle show.
It's not Mos Def anymore. He changed his name.
Yasin Bey.
Yasin Bey, that's it.
But I think back to Chappelle show, and I think the benefit that did to my generation and like race relations and how to unpack a lot of these like weird stereotypes that we had and a lot of jokes that were made on it, especially like to the third season that got released later where he was really kind of like going at with the fairies of each individual race. Like, and the ability to laugh at that, I think, brought kids of my generation together a little bit. And so I think seeing like the progressive movement kind of be taken over in a way, and that's something that he works such a hard time to move forward. Yeah. And then also like fighting against Hollywood and being that martyr and leaving about that money. I know he brings that up constantly. Like, I gave up, you know, over $50 million to walk away from Hollywood for 10 years.
It's not really a gift if you fucking bring it up every time you see somebody, by the way. Like, hey, you remember that fucking backpack I got for your kid or whatever the fuck I bought him?
Right.
I don't know what it was.
Well, who the fuck just want to give it back.
Who else is doing shit, though, is my other statement.
Like, no, I'm not questioning what Chappelle's done for comedy, generally speaking. He's done quite a bit. And he's, I guess, existed as an example of what you can do, but in a lot of ways he's operating from a position of extreme privilege. And in this environment where people can be canceled, somebody that is uncancelable for a number of reasons. One, because he won't allow it, which is to his credit, but two, because of demographic reasons, obvious ones, right?
Right.
And his commercial success. That is like telling other people to do what you do. It's like Gary Vee saying, quit your job and move to a new state. Like, okay, give me the $2 million your parents gave you and I'll do that.
Listen, you're allowed to fuck up until you're 30. Yeah. That's the age. That's the age Gary Vee tells us.
I think
get your shit together if you're 30.
Yeah, I love Dave Chappelle, by the way, and I really enjoy his comedy. I still enjoy it. I watch anything he puts out, I'm going to watch it. I don't give a shit. But I do think with all this fucking preaching he's doing, he needs to start putting his money where his fucking mouth is and help younger comedians do what he fucking did.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like that's your, what you should use whatever resources you have once you get into, once you cross over the hill, right? Whatever burden happens in your community, whether it's your demographic community, your geographic community, or your workplace or whatever, the first thing you should do when you get over that hill is look back and fucking grab other people and start dragging them over.
See, personally, right? I wish he actually spent that $25,000 on gum for the homeless, but that's just me.
Yeah. Instead
about
of
his pet, that pettiness makes it relatable.
Free cigarettes for life was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch.
What was the, he beat the male, he beat the toxic masculinity lady out of that white lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which is pretty great. And then they said Dave Chappelle was using his white privilege to say these things, which he's definitely privileged, as Dan just described, but it's definitely not white privilege.
No, that's stupid. What a dumb thing to say that he had white privilege. Who said that?
I'm tired of saying like society as a whole.
People are saying.
It was four news headlines.
Yeah, that's all headlines are right now.
But that's what he's talking about. It's the same thing with corporate America, right? They see two or three people on Twitter saying some shit, and all of a sudden corporate America is against Dave Chappelle. No, they're just against being fucking embarrassed in public, and they have no tolerance for anything. They're fucking stupid. But that doesn't mean that they're coordinating attacks against Dave Chappelle specifically to stifle free speech. They're just pussies, and they're bending to the woke mob. And it is financially beneficial for him to, in this anti-woke environment that's starting to come to fruition finally after all this time, when everybody let it get this far in the first place, and he was silent about it for the first 10 years. Now that it's here, you can profit off being anti-woke just as much as you can profit off being woke.
Profit off being anti-woke without doing anything about it.
Without actually having to challenge the system in any real way and still getting paid $20 million per fucking special. So don't tell me you're oppressed, dude. Yeah, I want to hear it.
Agreed. Agreed.
Do you think brands care about actual like social issues? No. DiGiorno doesn't care about trans rights. No,
DiGiorno would put a gun in a dog's mouth if it would sell pizza. Like,
maybe. Let's workshop this. How does Anthony arming a dog sell more pizza? I think we can do this.
Anthony Fauci would definitely kill dogs. Yeah. Right? And apparently has.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
That's a rough one. Somebody asked if we're going to talk about what the judge said about the Rittenhouse. I'm tired of talking about Dave Chappelle. Just Dave, if you're watching this, and I know you're not.
Yeah, you don't care.
No.
Let me know when new comedians get started because you had them on tour with you, because that's not happened yet, frankly. That one dude, what's his name? The guy that says I'm rich, bitch.
Donald Rollins
was already a fucking well-established comedian before. That's the only real one he can take credit for making super famous, other than maybe Charlie Murphy. But Charlie Murphy
was a working actor.
Like, he's also Eddie Murphy's brother.
Right, yeah.
Kind of got fucked, though, and because he started getting all these, like, headlining tour gig offers before he was ready.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, stumbled and tripped before he fell when he was in stand-up. Yeah, Donald Rollins actually got roasted on an episode of Kill Tony. By David Lucas for wearing a Chappelle Show chain and asking David Lucas as to how he would ever let another man put his name on him.
Oh, like how everybody wears fucking sports jerseys with other people's names on them? Shut the fuck up. Kill Tony is the gayest show I've ever seen in my life. It's so stupid. He's not even a funny comedian. He's not. He just gets on stage and says a bunch of offensive shit one after another. He's like, all right, I'll see you later. Like, oh, cool. Nothing was clever about what you said.
He also puts on a cowboy hat. Whenever you see him in town, it's like, it's really cringe.
I don't know. He's like a gayer version of Milo Yiannopoulos, to be honest. That's what he looks like to me. At any rate, did I see Chicago mayor telling police union, telling officers they didn't have to get the vaccine is basically, what? No, I didn't see that. But anything Beetlejuice says out there is fucking stupid. Neil Brennan blew up after. Neil Brennan's more of a writer than a stand-up, although he has done a couple of pretty good specials.
What about Bill Burr? He kind of made a mainstream.
Bill Burr was writing for fucking Louis C.K. and
yeah,
before that.
I only remember Bill Burr as just being basically a background actor in skits.
He was the white.
But he was one of the head writers, wasn't he?
I don't know. He may have been he was definitely a writer.
They were acting together.
He was a mainstream though, so he was pretty big then, but not like like he was big in the comedy world. But yeah. I think that kind of helped him become mainstream.
Hey, let's jump off this train wreck real quick before we jump back onto it and do some ads, because for some reason we're being paid to be here. First up, we got, of course, as always, Ghostbed. They're the best beds in the world. You can find them at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They've got cooling technology. They're made in America. Everything you could possibly want out of a bed, from aesthetic to practical, the Ghostbed has. Again, the best beds you can buy anywhere. We highly recommend you get one. There's one in the studio. Half the people who work here have at least one in their home. They're an incredible bed. Right now, they're doing two offers for Drinkin' Bros listeners. The first one is a bundle deal where you get 40% off the entire order if you start out with a mattress and an adjustable base. So one of their four mattresses, you pick one of those, and then you do the adjustable base, and then you just add on from there. Cooling pillows, cooling sheets, mattress topper, if you want to make another mattress more comfortable with a ghost bed mattress topper, all kinds of stuff like that. You do that, you get 40% off. However, if you just want to shop more a la carte, you just need pillows and a mattress, or you just want sheets, and that's all you need, however much or little you need, you can go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, and then you'll get 30% off if you use the promo code Drinkin' Bros. Again, that's ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You can finance these mattresses as well. You don't need amazing credit to do it. It's like $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing. Ghostbed is, they're the best. They're the best people to work with. We've met them. They're awesome. And the mattresses are comfortable as hell. Next up, we have Talkspace. For those of you who don't know what Talkspace is, it's sort of like, you know, it's therapy. It's online therapy. Meeting with a therapist, you know, to work on your mental health, it can be just as helpful as hiring a personal trainer to work on your physical health. You know, your mind needs to be healthy too, and really your brain, as Dan always likes to say, is a part of your body, so it is kind of physical health in a way. But a lot of people, they have a stigma about it. You know, they don't want to seem weird, they don't want to admit they have a problem, whatever it is. I mean, there are a lot of people are, myself included, can just be kind of sketchy about going to therapy. For me, it would just be not wanting to admit I had a problem more than anything. Some people think it's emasculating or just they just don't want to do it. They're just stubborn or whatever. But it's important. Talkspace makes it possible to speak with a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Super convenient, super easy. You don't even have to go anywhere. And unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice. It's 100% secure and stigma-free the way therapy should be. And look, like, sometimes the other thing people think about with therapy, I guess a lot of times, is like, well, I don't, like, it's not that, I don't, my problems aren't, like, humongous, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, a crazy person or anything like that, but you know, sometimes you just need someone to talk to. So, and you don't always want to be someone you know, necessarily, or, like, a friend. Sometimes you need just a good sounding board, an objective voice, whatever. There's a million reasons why talking to a therapist is different and useful than, you know, just like talking to your friend or spouse or, you know, significant other, whatever, parent, whatever. There's a lot of reasons why a therapist, aside from the fact that they're trained and all that to do it, is important. You know what I mean? Like, it should be, to me, as ordinary and judgment-free as going to the dentist or a personal trainer. I enjoy that Talkspace, you know, makes it super easy to connect privately. Like, the texting is especially huge because, let's be honest, if you were going to hit your friend up with a problem, you would probably text them more than anything. You wouldn't be like, come over, sit down. So look, it's all the benefits of therapy without like the hassle of going somewhere and setting appointments or waiting like however much time between conversations. That's why Talkspace is awesome. And look, it's completely private. Like I said, you can send messages 24/7. If you don't want anyone to know you're in therapy, even though you shouldn't have that stigma, but if you still don't want anyone to know you're in therapy, I guess this is the easiest way to keep it like extra private, both personally to yourself. Look, Talkspace is to me like maybe the best way to do therapy I've ever heard of. It's just a really cool, modern way to do it. Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and you'll get $100 off your first month when you use the promo code Drinkin' Bros at signup. Again, that's $100 off at Talkspace.com, TalkSpace.com, when you use the promo code Drinkin' Bros. Last but not least, we got DraftKings. The NBA is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, is the key to victory and a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So why not make your roster Washington, and oh yeah, Washington? DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you win. That's how a parlay works. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code BROS. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If you win, they win. No lines, whatever. It's like a money line bet, but with like a massive line, essentially, where this is just huge for you. You can bet a giant favorite. Doesn't matter. $5 turns into $200. Use the promo code BROS this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get back into this fucking shit.
I do like what he did, though, with Chappelle's Show, with bringing stand-ups in as the actors for it. Like, you saw Patrice O'Neal in the Player Haters Ball and a few of those other guys. So, like, I liked what he did there and kind of just, like, making his own hodgepodge crew.
That's because that's who his friends were, though.
Right. It's something Louis C.K. did, where the production value wasn't quite as high as what was around during the time, but like you didn't
care.
It was really funny.
Definitely helped out Patrice O'Neal. I mean, he was on The Office a couple times after that. But Patrice O'Neal, you're talking about guys that were already well-established stand-up comedians.
He was right, all but over using Comedy those Central instead of actors, I think, was still pretty cool.
Yeah. By the way, I like Dave Chappelle. I don't think he's like a bad guy or anything. I'm just saying you're at the point now in your career where you can fucking reach back and pull some other people up with you, and you may want to start doing that. Otherwise, you're going to turn into a real fucking asshole.
It's going to, like, there's an expiration date on that bit.
At any rate, the Rittenhouse thing, read what the judge said today, and then we can talk about that.
Let me look it up. It's basically...
He said you can't call the people that got shot victims.
Yes.
You can, however, say that they were rioters, looters, and arsonists.
So basically,
because victim's too loaded.
Right. So the, but rioter and looter and arsonist is not really,
right.
I mean, I'm not, I don't disagree with that characterization of these three men, because my understanding is one of them was a pedophile. One of them was a felon with a Glock, which is illegal. The other one tried to swing a fucking skateboard at a child's head.
Right.
So
you
can
fuck.
I'm really mad at the skateboard community, because like half of them, and I know they're breeding heart liberals, try to immortalize that dude in a way. There were like t-shirts of him like swinging the skateboard with like angel wings on swinging them, and that just like justice. Really pissed
I
me
think
off.
That's a pretty good sign for the Rittenhouse community that they can only be so. Basically, the prosecution is only going to use their names to refer to them.
Right,
now. They're not going to say he killed three rioters. Like, and people are going to be like, "All right, cool."
But like bare minimum, won't he be charged for carrying an assault rifle or not? But just a weapon across state lines.
There may be some misdemeanor charge that. But because he's a minor, he will plead out probably once it comes to that and get pretrial intervention or some shit. I mean, you know, it'll be expunged probably, to be honest. I mean, I don't think at this point, this is the judge who's going to be the judge in the case, by the way. So if you're wondering what this person's tone is going to be during the case, you've heard it now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's actually probably not too far away from what would happen, and probably have to do like plead out to some sort of misdemeanor crime, have to do some sort of community service and multiple classes. They get a conviction, quote unquote, or like a guilty plea, but like,
or maybe a nolo contendere where he doesn't face any actual consequences, but he admits some culpability or something like that.
And it's an SIS, and then after like 5 or 10 years, it's all expunged off his record.
Yeah, maybe. So. But I mean, I don't think. If he's found guilty of transporting a weapon over state lines, that would be his mother, actually, not him.
People are saying he didn't carry it across state lines, that he was given the weapon
once he was there.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then there's no crime, in my opinion.
And by that, I'm assuming that means he was not driving the car. He probably did not load the weapon into the car. And
right.
Yeah, or it was there in the state already, and he borrowed it from a friend instead of brought it, his mom bringing it from home. I don't know the details that specifically, but either way, if that's the case, then he shouldn't be convicted of any crime. And certainly, you know, I don't know what the dude who got shot through the bicep, he was the felon with the Glock, right?
Yeah.
What was he a felon for exactly? Can we look that up and see what he did? Because the first guy shot was a pedophile who was chasing him through the streets, and Rittenhouse was doing what he is. Like, in the most liberal of states, there's something called the duty to retreat, which means if somebody's trying to attack you and you have a reasonable belief that they could end your life, right? If you're a small woman, for example, and you could be a small woman with a gun and an unarmed man trying to attack you, you can still fucking shoot that person because of, you know, you have a credible fear. So if a giant-ass grown man is chasing him, and he turns around finally and pops the guy, and the pedophile got killed. I mean, to be honest, we should probably give him free college tuition for that one. Fuck those people. Pedophiles deserve to die. Not that he knew that ahead of time. I doubt he has some kind of heads up display and a fucking eyepiece telling him who isn't pedophiles.
Or pedophile like radar.
Well, there was that story that Butter's parents used to tell him that your genitals smell like berries if you don't go to bed on time or something. Do you remember that fucking from South Park? I don't remember what it was. It was like your dick and balls smell like berries to pedophiles if you don't do something or eat your vegetables or something. I don't remember what it was. So did you find anything on this guy yet?
He was arrested for prowling a few days before. That's not a felony, though.
Prowling, huh?
Yeah, but it was prowling behind a police station. So he was like...
So he was getting ready to firebomb a fucking police station.
Yeah, probably something weird like that, yeah. Yeah, I'm still looking for the rest. This article is front loading with SEO, which is always fucking fun.
Go to DuckDuckGo and search. But you can't use the word victim, right? Because
no.
The judge said so.
No, man, that arm picture is fucking gnarly.
Yeah, hey, man, look, if you're going to fucking... The guy said he should have just shot him in the face. If you've got a weapon and you're... If you have a weapon, how much sense does it make to run towards somebody while you're shooting it? Just stand there.
Which is what I say.
Square
it's
up
like
your body.
Every action movie, right? Like, why are they charging John Wick? They have assault rifles.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
you want to be behind cover, showing as little of you as possible while shooting at them.
Preferably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that's how that worked.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're behind a wall and they're shooting towards you, go somewhere else. Yeah, unless you're trapped.
Throw something, like an explosive object?
Well, if you've got grenades, sure. Or if you've got a concussion grenade or a fucking flashbang or something, sure. But
I'm just telling you things I would probably do in a video game.
Should firearms be allowed in schools by students? Fuck no. What?
What?
No. Absolutely not.
Everyone was a piece of shit in high school.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want kids being able to make decisions or even being required to have that kind of responsibility.
It's worth noting that the most the highest rate of insurance on any driver is a teenager. Yeah. Because they make the shittiest decisions.
Well, they're inexperienced.
And are the most irresponsible. Yeah, right.
Statistically the highest to get in an accident or cause damage.
Man, I'm still trying to find his criminal history. DuckDuckGo definitely Joseph worked better.
Joseph Rosenbaum. Okay.
If you see me looking down, I have just received 14 emails from Patreon for attempted logins, so I am under a phishing attack.
Oh, tight.
Right?
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Sex offender.
That's what Gage was?
Arizona, 2002, Joseph Rosenbaum.
No, that's the guy you killed.
Yeah. That's the pedo. So, hold on. Yeah. So, the first dude, he got clipped.
So, here we go with Gage, whatever. Gage Grosskreutz. Simple assault, domestic violence. He slapped his grandmother. Burglary, criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct.
You could have stopped it, slapped his grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was
right.
The
criminal damage to property. And these are all separate incidents. DUI, possession of firearm by a felon. So he was already a felon, probably after the burglary, you would think.
After slapping grandma, maybe.
Yeah.
What did grandma say?
Burglary is a felony, but yeah.
So yeah, the burglary made him a felon. He slapped his grandma first. Anyway, this guy was out protesting injustice.
So if I'm the fucking defense attorney, honestly, I'm awake at night just pounding off thinking about cross-examining this guy. I'm like, I can't fucking wait to go down this dude's rap sheet and to say, hey, tell me about the time you slapped your fucking grandmother.
Now, what led to that?
Just to hear the reason, have him go through the process. Like, take me through your mental process right there, exactly.
Yeah.
About what happened. Like, my grandmothers are both dead. But it wasn't me that did it, by the way, just in case anybody's trying to launch an investigation. Cancer on both counts, if I had the power to give people cancer, I would be doing it every single day. That's all I would do. I wouldn't even be doing this show.
What if you had to take cancer away from someone in order to give it to someone else?
Like John Coffey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Okay.
I would take cancer away from good people and give it to, you and
you would have to, kind of make out with Giorgio and shoot the gnats in his mouth, though.
Yeah,
what if the only way you could transfer the cancer is you had to make out with someone?
Or get fucked in the butt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right? Or vice versa. You have to fuck people, but then there would be a rape element.
See, I would think you would just spread cancer like Johnny Appleseed with no rhyme or reason, just kind of throwing cancer into the
like broadcast air. Cancer, yeah.
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 Like you're just walking down the street like cancer.
Well, that's already a thing with cell towers, so.
I do that. I do walk down the street and wish cancer upon people. I just don't have the power to actually make it happen. That's the problem.
So you think?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I've done it to you a bunch. Do you have cancer?
Look at me.
Two or three times a day, I'm like, God, I wish Giorgio.
You think he goes to the doctor?
Giorgio has AIDS.
Yeah. I went to the dentist yesterday and got a teeth cleaning. And they asked me how long had it been since my last dental teeth cleaning because I had some tartar buildup. Yeah, I told him a decade.
Yeah, it's fine.
You should have told them to mind their fucking business. What are you? Like, what are you, a cop? Something?
Well, it started at before COVID and then over 2 years. And then eventually I was like, it's been a decade.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, apparently you get a crown as well, which I'm not really looking forward to getting, but, you know.
There was some other news I thought you might find interesting. The FCC rescinded China's, 214 whatever rights. Mm-hmm. Let me look at this again. Revoked China Telecom America's Section 214 authority to operate in the U.S.
Which means what?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, you're the one telling us, Bobby.
I thought you were the one that would. But Section 214 is the shit that Facebook's always trying to get.
It's the off. Yeah. It's well, that's so 214 is an international thing though. So it authorizes them to do business in the United States.
Yeah,
but I don't know the details of what I don't know what the fallout from canceling it
the
would
Facebook
be.
Thing is Section 230. But yeah, so they just kicked another Chinese company out for hacking, for being sketchy.
Weijo.
I think, well, when I was doing primary research on this for grad school back in the day, China would launch somewhere around 35 to 4,500 separate attacks against United States federal organizations or corporations per year, basically, right? And those are ones that we knew for sure were China. So this is nothing new. And that, by the way, was 2013 when I was doing that research. So it's been a while. I'm not sure how much they do now. Probably a lot more, if I had to guess. But China's, you know, they're kind of uncancelable as well, because Americans don't build anything anymore. You know what I mean? We just what's the saying? We just reach into the next guy's pocket, I think.
I mean, it's like Frank Dave Chappelle. Sabaka. It's like Dave Chappelle said. Do you really want a $900, like a $2,000 iPhone?
Yes.
It'd be great. I would feel good about, like honestly, so, like, I watched this video the other day on the history of all the iPhones from the beginning of the first one, and, like, price creep has been, like, a serious thing. The highest tier iPhone originally to buy out without a contract was $599, which I believe was the 8-gigabyte version at the time. It was a 4 and 8 gigabyte version when it first came out. But, like, the feeling of getting that new iPhone and the exclusivity and, like, at that point in time paying an absorbent amount of money for a phone felt so nice. And you kind of respected it in a way, and it felt like this like a tool that could unlock potential versus just like something that is used to scroll shit on the toilet. I don't know. I miss that feeling from Apple products in general.
That's the aspirational side, but I think there is an actual psychological side to this that is important. Remember when Captain America said every time somebody tries to stop a war before it starts, people get killed unnecessarily?
Yeah. Right?
In Avengers, when he was talking about the weapons program or whatever the fuck. Cost is important. It's important in evolution. If you are going to, if you learn how to run faster or your eyesight works better, then you lose energy somewhere else, right? There's a price to pay for every advance you make. And when we remove the cost from advancement, then we all pay the price. You know what I mean? And the price is people fucking addicted to this shit. Now there's some syndrome from kids that are on TikTok all the time where they're fucking twitching and shit all the time. Like, what the fuck is going on? Cost is important. It's important that we learn how to make these things in a way that benefits society, not just economically, right? And not just keeping our attention all the time. Maybe, do you remember Donnie Darko, where they're in the classroom trying to come up with a new invention? And Jenna, whatever the fuck her name is, suggests a thing that babies just are in the dark for a long time, and it shows them stuff to implant memories earlier on or something like that. And the teacher's like, well, what if they need the dark to develop? Maybe we need the dark. Maybe we need time away from all this fucking bullshit. And maybe the fact that we have exclusive access to it all the time, whenever we feel like it, isn't such a good thing. And maybe allowing the market to operate as it's intended as part of our environment and keeping costs high on certain things and making sure that it is a luxury and not necessarily something that everybody has was important, and maybe we skip by that, and maybe we're fucked because of it.
Where did it happen, though? Was there some sweet middle ground, like with the home computer, with like it in the desk? Like, that was that enough to?
Well, it's Bill Gates and Bill Gates in his garage. He wanted to put a between Bill Gates and that other fucking cancer dick at Apple. They wanted to put a computer in
every
the
home,
they wanted to put a computer in every home, right? Yeah. And they realized very quickly that was not possible if they made everything here in the United States. So what did we do? We compromised our economy and we compromised our fucking national integrity and morality to do business with these cunts the same way we had been doing since the 1940s with oil, right? Through the British Iranian Oil Company and then the division of Iran after that, and then our deals with OPEC and Saudi Arabia. And there's a fucking price to pay for that shit, and we're paying it right now.
I know. I think the perfect point was you go into school, get a floppy disk, play Oregon Trail.
Mm.
That was peak. That was the peak of performance for computers.
It's less of a performance in how we interact with them. Like, how, like, when is the betterment of our lives, like, at its peak efficiency with our access to technology? Like, clearly Dan said, like, there's something about having time away from it or having time in the dark, quote unquote, sleep. Like, I mean, all humans need that shit. But time outside, like, just time with the sun hitting our skin. Like, I don't know. Like, what is, especially for happiness or focus or
Well, I mean, vitamin D levels are at historic lows for all of humanity, right? Because we're not outside.
That's why they're all saying, like, take vitamin D for COVID, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. 2009.
You should, but I...
Not as the primary treatment.
No, for sure. You should. Everybody should be trying to figure out how to get their vitamin D levels higher. Brett Weinstein and Heather Haig suggest that maybe the vitamin D deficiency is a symptom of something else and not necessarily the issue itself. So taking a supplement may not give you what you need from that. It's like when you eat protein powder. Yeah, it's a good supplement to the protein you're eating, but if you're not eating real food protein, then your body doesn't process that shit the same. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
Like if you switch to an all protein shake diet, you would die. You wouldn't die, but you would be emaciated and weak as fuck. All these people that are talking, oh, I'm fucking vegan. Like, oh, are you? Good. How about those canines and incisors in your mouth, fuck face? You think you're smarter than 500 million years of evolution? Get the fuck out of here. It's dumb as fuck. We try to outsmart ourselves, and human beings will never be smarter than nature because nature doesn't have an axe to grind. You know what I mean? It just does what it does.
Tell Mother Nature to run up. Let's go.
Yeah. We'll fucking get done up, bitch. Yeah,
I feel like we're actually kind of kicking the shit out of nature real quick. It just depends on what you think. Like, we're not going to kick the shit out of the geology of Earth, but we can kill all the plants and shit.
Yeah. We can kill all the plants. We can make a meat out of a plant that tastes like a plant. Right. We can throw a monkey into space.
It's true.
Well, bring it back.
The Russians did that in the fucking 60s, bro.
Well, I meant us.
Well, we didn't have access to the monkeys. Although
I mean, like, we are the monkeys.
There was an article last week about how China is, like, I don't know, engineering monkeys now, and they've done so much weird shit. They're like fucking ripped as shit, and they lost all their hair. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It sounds like you're making humans.
Stalin did it. He already did it.
Yeah, I'm not super into anything China does with monkeys. It's just everything. It's never like they're trying to, like, cure anything or, like, you know, like, keep gorillas from being endangered. It's really just, like, China's grafting the heads of their soldiers onto gorillas.
I don't have a problem with what we do with monkeys, but I have an axe to grind with what we do with pandas, because pandas don't want to be here.
Yeah, pandas are clearly checked out. I mean, if something's not reproducing on its own, then it's...
should die out.
99.998, I think, percent of all species that have ever existed on this planet are now gone. And we think we're the fucking big heroes by trying to save one. What if there's something else that's coming along that won't have room if this motherfucker's still here? There's a super panda.
The only reason we're saving pandas is because it's the logo of the WWF, which forced wrestling to change their name.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm out. I'm out on pandas.
Have we tried showing the pandas porn?
Actually, I'm sure they've given them a number of things.
Yeah. There's one panda that fucks. Yeah. One. And he goes from zoo to zoo, and he impregnates the other panda. He's single-handedly saving the panda.
How do you know this panda wasn't responsible for the deaths of all the other... He's, like, been poisoning all the other male pandas, and now he's just on World Fuck Tour 2021 panda version.
He's the Ron Stewart of fucking pandas.
Who the fuck is Ron Stewart? Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Can somebody Photoshop what Ron Stewart would look like?
He was going for Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
No, it was not. Caught halfway in between that.
Yeah. It's like Rob Stewart, but Ron. It's like Ron Swanson and Rod Stewart combined.
Sounds like a meek version of Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. One of my favorite videos recently was that woman. She was on a talk show, and she had a dog that she said was fucking a vegetarian. Like, oh, did he write it in his fucking diary, you stupid bitch? So the talk show host, I mean, very obviously was just like, all right, cool. We'll bring out some vegetables and then some raw meat.
Right.
And see which one. She goes, oh, he'll definitely go for the vegetables. Raw meat! Immediately. He didn't even look at the vegetables. He doesn't even know they were there because he's balls deep in a bowl of raw meat.
Show him a dead deer and see how quickly that dog is just...
I don't know that my dogs would eat a dead deer, to be quite
honest. I've had so many dogs, and they love dead deer.
These, like, dogs are like...
like roadkill?
They'll drag it to the door.
What are you talking about?
How many dead deer were you taking your dogs around?
I lived in the country of North Carolina growing up, and there would always be, like, hunters shooting stuff.
And just leaving it?
Yeah, sometimes they wouldn't find it. Sometimes there'd be roadkill. Like,
yeah.
Dogs would just drag it and just, like, leave it places and chew on it.
Lord.
I mean, if it's free,
were you raised by these dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah, okay. He's what Kevin Costner would have looked like if it was dogs instead of wolves, and instead of fucking money, he had AIDS. You're seeing it right here, folks. It's a nice little hybrid.
It's this hat.
Yeah.
It's all the fucking hats.
Those hats are dope, though, when you're out on a fucking gun range in the desert, because I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm very white. Mm-hmm. Not that white. Not as white as Bob, well, but I'm pretty white.
I'm surprised Bob still shows up on camera.
No one can really be this lucky.
Yeah, he doesn't have a reflection.
Personally, when I'm on the gun range in the desert, I only surround myself with women in bikinis.
Yeah.
The old Dan Bilzerian trick.
Yeah. Well,
starting to look like him a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully your biceps are looking good.
Hopefully not.
And I convinced like 200,000 of the world's worst human beings that this is how life should be lived.
Yeah.
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 What a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
I would like more girls in bikinis, though.
Why?
I don't know. They're nice to have around.
Yeah. Was the man trail? Girls yeah, what's jumping on trampolines?
What's the utility exactly of that?
Well,
can't you just see that shit on the internet?
Yeah, we have the internet.
Valentina Shevchenko said they're the best decoration for all events.
It was a weird compliment.
It was. She's Russian.
Pretty women.
Yeah.
It's decoration.
The decoration.
Who's Valentina Shevchenko?
The world champion at 135 pounds.
Female. Like UFC, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about that. That's you know the WNBA championship just ended.
I did.
Did you see
that.
Their parade?
I also did not.
Yeah, that was.
Can somebody find Sean? Does he know how to pull up a
Sean
picture?
Sean doesn't
on
know how to do that.
Fuck.
He has. I'll that's go next level. Producer.
Here's what we're doing. So, in about at 4 o'clock today, in about 1 hour, we're going to do a call-in show with Mint Mobile, one of our sponsors, for the World Series. Well, I guess Rob can do it now. We're going to show you now, but also tune in for that call-in show. It'll be on the Drink It Bro Sports YouTube channel. We are going to show you now the parade for the Chicago Sky winning the fucking WNBA championship. I don't know how many people watch the WNBA, but I know exactly how many watched this parade, and it was zero.
There had to have been like somebody on the streets, maybe sweeping.
Yeah, and they would have noticed it at the same way they would have noticed a stray dog walking around.
Someone had to drive the bus, right?
Unless it's one of those automated ones, I don't know. I mean, it's on a pre-designed route, so it's not like it has to make decisions or anything.
No, it just kind of carries the people around. Do you think they played Cheers like in some sort of like boombox?
Oh wow, there were people outside.
Sean, go ahead, hit five. There you go.
Look at that. There's still more people on the buses than there are.
No, that's actually somebody waiting. That's
Manchester United.
That's the Chicago Blackhawks. And that is.
And those are people waiting in the Apple Store line.
Yeah. They're just trying to get that new
iPhone.
No,
the firefighters. So. Looks like they're working on something.
The picture, everyone. The video, yeah.
But that's about right. I mean, if it's about 14 people or so per block, and I think it's 14 people waiting for the bus. Like, there's a bus stop probably nearby there.
Which, no, by the way, bus is used to carry those people around. They're actually not running those routes today. There wasn't enough people.
Austin Public Transit right now, free to the end of the month.
For spooky
season? Free rides all October.
Why?
I don't know, but I took it to ACL, so it was kind of clutch.
Yeah, that was probably cool.
Between ACL and the election that's going on, they might just be trying to get
oh, shit.
Around.
It's been sober October. Has anyone been doing it?
No. What? No, I'm drinking right now.
Now, why would anybody do that?
It's not our thing. Terrible. You can't just hijack another person's.
I just realized it was.
It's October 26th. Did you just realize it was October?
Listen, only God can judge me. Shit, I need to pay rent.
No, I guess only God can render judgment on you. We can all judge you. Like, God, we can all sit here
and
judge.
No, God cannot render. He is not a CG artist.
God forgives, but Dan doesn't. Shoot him, please.
I should. I've been wanting to murder you for a while now.
I understand. But once you do it, then there would be like nothing left to do.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's still Sean.
How are the... Well, I don't want to talk about sports yet. But the cow...
Hunting us would be sport?
Hunting in general is considered a sport. Yeah,
it is the most dangerous game.
I've never really gotten into hunting animals because hunting, it just doesn't compare. It's not like, oh, I've got to outsmart a deer. Sweet. And I've got weapons.
That seems
and,
like a challenge for me.
You have a projectile weapon. Even if it's a bow, you've got 30 meters you can probably play with right there. And the deer's got what? A fucking brain the size of an acorn and horns, maybe, if it's a male.
I checked out on deer hunting when I was 14, and I went with my dad into a deer, like a deer tree stand, and we froze our ass off in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Sucks.
Beginning of December at about 5 o'clock in the morning, didn't see a single deer.
I think you should have to kill deer with a trident.
I don't think there are deer.
Would you do it? You see that video of Jared Allen where he spears a deer?
That would be cool though. Jared Allen, the football player?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like that. And by the way, I'm not against hunting. Hunt all you want. Let's just not call it sport unless you're doing it in a way that is sporting to the deer.
I kind of think duck hunting is more sporty because that takes a deer is just going to sit there. And
something
like,
sucking doesn't mean it's sporting though, right?
Do we arm the deer?
But you got to man, like it's you got to,
you put
a
like a little, like a sword on top of the deer's head so we can charge you with it.
Yeah.
Like a bayonet.
Or a laser beam on its back.
I like the laser beam one. Yeah. Then it'll shoot itself in the head.
It might, yeah.
Or like if you're going hog hunting, like give them PCP. No helicopter. No,
wild hogs are fucking dangerous. They'll fuck you up. Like, you don't need to add anything to that.
No, like, if you just have a gun, like, they still have a shot.
Yeah, I only respect hunting that is on a fenced-in ranch.
Yeah, high fence hunting, yeah.
That's tight.
That's a big deal in Texas. It's like when I was, that story
you
I tell.
You can hunt a zebra.
That story I tell about the dummies not knowing how to drive their trucks in the ice and stuff earlier this year. It's just, a lot of Texas hunters are what's called high fence hunters, which is where they go onto a property that's fenced in. It's like that shit that Dick Cheney got made fun of for all the time.
Right.
I thought he shot someone in the face.
But they apologized to him, so
what
it's fine.
I assume was Don Trump Jr.'s like hand holding elephant kill.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Had him in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking, I want to rewind this back to this trident that you were talking about. We get a dead pig and we hang it somewhere in the office. We get medieval weapons and we just attack this pig carcass with these mythological and or medieval weaponry.
Well, a trident is not mythological. You can make one right now out of steel.
Yeah, it exists.
Yeah, was it ever used in combat?
Have you ever
a trident?
Seen,
yeah, dude. It was used.
Show me a video.
It was used a video of stuff that happened 2,000 years ago. So when you were assigned, when there were gladiators who were worshippers of the god of the sea, and they used nets and tridents to fight.
I thought that was just the movie Gladiator.
God damn it.
And that net gladiator, that gave Spartacus some trouble early on in that movie. It wasn't fun.
I feel like Dan's walking Phoenix right now.
There's a scene
and
in
he's just
Maximus.
Like,
no, this was not in Gladiator. In Spartacus, he had to fight a dude with a net.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And a trident.
Yeah, he also had a flat-top haircut, which I don't think was really popular in first-century Rome.
No, I think he died thought about that cancer show as well.
Yeah, he did, from eating pussy or something. Oh, no, that was the other one.
That's his kid.
No, not his kid. That's
Michael Douglas.
Michael. Oh, yeah, it is his kid, yeah. 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 Kirk Douglas was a stud, though. This has gone off the rails, so we're going to get out of here. Giorgio is dying of cancer.
Or from Dan's hand.
Yeah.
We got a baseball call-in show in an hour. In an hour. So 4 p.m. Central, call 737-203-0457. We'll be previewing the World Series between the Braves and Astros.
And I don't really care if your call-in is about baseball or not. Just
you can get weird.
Say what you want.
But that would back up. See you later.
See you tonight.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.